The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello. Welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. It's a couple days after the election. It's the Friday before you listen to this episode when it drops. And I had given myself a couple days off from work and from the podcast to just mourn and grieve and feel everything that I've been feeling. Just allow myself to be angry and upset and feel everything. And I thought I gave myself enough time, but as I'm sitting down here, I've cried like three different times. Luckily, the last recording of me like literally sobbing, for whatever reason, it didn't pick up on the microphone, so I had to re-record this. So I'm a lot more composed now, but this week has just been really, really hard for me, and it was difficult for me to pinpoint why this feeling that I've been feeling, like the anger that I've been feeling, the disgust I've been feeling, the heartbreak I've been feeling is so different than anything I felt in the past. You know, I've been depressed and I've gone through heartbreak and I've gone through hard times, but this just felt like I genuinely feel like I got the wind knocked out of me. And I'm not going to get too into that today. It just feels wrong. And it's such a loss for women and for other marginalized communities and for our education system and our democracy and just everything. Such a huge loss. And I know that there's some people that aren't going to agree with me and they're not going to like hearing me say that. You know, I've already lost so many followers on social media for speaking my mind because a bitch loves to speak her mind. But if you're struggling this week, if you feel the way that I do, if you feel angrier or even more disgusted than I feel, like, you're valid. And I just want you to know that it's okay to be upset. It's okay to feel betrayed. It's okay to feel uncomfortable with some of the people in your life, because I'm definitely feeling that way right now. And I just hope that you're taking care of yourself. And I hope that today's episode is a way for you to feel understood and a way for you to escape all of that and just have some time talking to me. I do want to say, I'm looking at my notes for today's episode that I wrote like a week or two before. And I had written down, open up the episode with talking about merch and Kamala winning the election, because I was so confident in that. But when it comes to merch, as I'm recording this right now, I don't know what I'm doing, because surprise, I was supposed to be coming out with merch, dropping it on the 15th. And I don't know if that's happening now, because when I had designed my merch, I had decided to do red. Red with white font, if you know where this is going. I had originally wanted to do that because Christmas, I wanted this to be a holiday drop. And also, I look hot in red. Like, if you heard me talking about me dressing as my Venus sign, Aries, Venus, wear red a lot, and I look good in red. And I was like, oh, I want to wear red. Not thinking anything about the election. And I know this sounds so dramatic and crazy, and it's like, it's the color red. Like, why are you crashing out over the color red? I've seen so many people, so many women in particular, talking about how they don't feel comfortable wearing the color red right now, and it's very triggering to them. And whether I feel that way, like, I don't know if I necessarily am triggered by it. I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable, and I don't want anyone who has been waiting to buy my merch to feel like they can't buy it right now because they don't feel comfortable wearing that. So I'm in the process of trying to figure out if we can change the color or if we could release more than one color. I don't know. But it's just like very unfortunate. And I'm like, damn it. Like, I don't know. But I was really, really proud of this merch. So I don't know. We will see. I'll keep you updated. But I did ask on Instagram, and it seems as though the majority of you are like, please do not come out with that red merch. Please don't. So we shall see. We'll see what my team says. But with everything that has been going on this past week, the week before, even like the past month, there's a lot of people who feel uncomfortable with the idea of continuing friendships and relationships with people who have very different political beliefs as them. And I say political very loosely because we're not like debating about buying a house or the economy. It's more of people feeling uncomfortable that their friends and family are supporting someone who doesn't support them. And again, I know there's some people that are like, you know, I don't like to discuss politics with people in my life because everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But I'm also very much in the group of people who doesn't agree with that kind of mindset. I think politics and policies are very, very different than human rights. And I think that we can disagree about the economy and prices of like groceries and wanting to buy a house. And then like we can't disagree on essay and racism and homophobia and things like that. I'm someone who has had a really hard time wrapping my head around like how can someone that I'm so intertwined with vote against not only my rights, but like other people in their lives' rights too, and like their own rights. And I've tried to make sense of it and justify it in some way. And maybe some of you can, maybe some of you can justify it and it doesn't bother you, but I know a lot of you can't, and it's hard to know what to do in that kind of situation. Politics aside, I feel like a lot of us find ourselves in the same sort of predicament where we want someone in our lives to show us that they care about us, or we want them to behave in a way that aligns more with us, or maybe we just want them to give us the same energy that we're giving to them. And when they don't, it's this very confusing and conflicting thing because you want to fight for that person and make it work and have that person in your life. But then on the other hand, you're exhausted because you're overworking yourself and trying so hard to make this person be who you want them to be or treat you the way that you want to be treated, and they're just not. Like, you want them to have the same moral beliefs as you and they don't. It's like you're trying to convince them to be that person and they're just not that, and it's really draining. And I've definitely been this person. I still am this person, I think. I feel like that's fair to say, but something that I've learned is that you can't think your way into making someone the person you want them to be, and you can't control the people in your life. So if they're acting in a way that you disagree with, or they continue to hurt you and disrespect you, you don't need to try and understand why they are the way they are, and you don't need to resolve it. The answer to your question about someone and why they are the way they are and why they treat you the way they treat you is in their actions. So that's what I want to talk about today. Not so much about politics, just stop trying to figure out how someone feels about you or why they're treating you the way they are. Look at their actions. The answer to your question about someone is in their actions.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I spend a lot of time on shadow work. Like, I've spent a good amount of time over the past couple years trying to get to the root cause of why I am the way I am and why I struggle in some parts of my life, one thing being like in friendships. In the past, I've been very mistrusting in friendships and kind of feeling like the odd one out and like my friends don't like me. And it took me some time to try to unpack that and be like, why am I this way? Like, who hurt you? Like, literally, who hurt you? And I could be wrong, but I think a big reason I feel this way is because I've always had an easy time making friends. But the thing that I struggled with in the past was that I would make these friends and still feel left out. Like, I would still be left wondering, if I'm your friend, why am I being treated as if I'm not? And why am I being pushed to the side while other friends are being uplifted? You know what I mean? And I think when people are straightforward with why they don't like you or why they don't want to be your friend, it obviously sucks because it never feels good to know people don't like you. But it's another type of pain and confusion that happens when you are friends with somebody, or maybe not even friends with somebody, maybe you're hooking up with somebody and they seem to like you and want to be part of your life, but not all the way, and they don't want to give you what you want. I've experienced this a lot in my life where I've had friends, but I didn't get treated the way that I expected to. Like, I made it into the friend group, but I didn't have the same privileges as other people in the friend group. Like, only some friends were invited to that party or to that person's house or were in that group chat. And it's just very uncomfortable and isolating, because when you do complain about how you're being treated and you express, like, this hurt my feelings, you're met with, well, we're friends. Like, what more do you want? As if asking to be included and invited to things is asking for too much. And it's just so confusing, because it's like, why am I good enough to be your friend, but I'm not good enough to be treated like one? The same thing with situationships. Like, a guy would be texting me and making plans with me and telling me what I want to hear, but then their actions wouldn't line up with it. Like, they wouldn't speak to me in the hallways at school, and they would continue hooking up with other people, and they didn't want to put a label on it. And then when you ask for more or you question why they're acting the way they are, they're like, why do you want more? Like, why isn't this enough? Why are you complaining? And it drives you insane because they're downplaying how you're being treated, and you just kind of have to sit with your thoughts of wondering, like, are you ever going to treat me the way that I want? Like, do you even feel the way that I feel about you? Like, am I wasting my time, and am I making a fool out of myself? And, you know, there's times where people do come around and they realize they haven't been the best to you, and it's like a light switch that was flipped, and they're like, oh, I have kind of been an asshole. Like, you deserve more, and let me give you that. But most of the time, that doesn't happen, because who that person is and what they believe is being laid out right in front of you. So many of us look for the best in other people and give them the benefit of doubt because we've known them for so long, or we think we know them at their core and they're a good person, and we disregard their bad behavior and their actions and the lack of consistency when it comes to their words and actions. But if we look at the facts and what's being put right in front of us, and we just put our feelings aside for a second, we'd realize that people are telling us exactly who they are with every interaction we have with them. The way people act and their behavior is a direct correlation with who they are and what they believe and what their priorities are. Their words are also an indicator of that as well, but not only words, but how their words and their actions come together. It's not enough for someone to say, "I love you, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me," if their actions don't align with that. If you look at a person's behavior and there's no evidence that supports that they love you, they probably don't. It's not enough for someone to say that they're a good person. If you look at their behavior and there's not evidence to back up that claim, they aren't. But let's say that this guy you're talking to says, "I've cheated in every relationship. Like, I feel so bad because I had a cheating problem, but I'm better now. I had a really bad cheating problem. Better now, though. Would never do that to you." Believe what he is saying about his past, because what he's saying and what he's done align. There's evidence to back up that he has cheated and he's going to continue to cheat. There's no evidence to prove that he's not going to. He could say, "I'm never going to do that again." Well, looking at your past, it looks like you're going to, partner. If a friend says to you that when they get out of a friendship, they become crazy and mean and they bully that person, believe them, because what they're saying and what they've done in the past align. In those instances, believe someone when they tell you who they are. If they are telling you, "I have been controlling, I have been unreliable, I've hurt every girl I've dated," don't take those words and think, "Oh, well, I'm different. They're going to treat me better because I'm different." No, take those words and believe that is who they are as a person. And that is how they're going to treat you. They're telling you who they are. Words alone are not enough. Their actions need to align. If your friend is telling you that you matter to them and your feelings matter to them, and then you're telling them, like, "Well, it hurt my feelings when you didn't invite me to things," and then time after time they continue to not invite you to things and you're constantly being left out, do you believe more that they care about your feelings or don't care about them? If you were to use their actions as evidence for if they do care about you or if they don't care about you, which would they support more? Probably the fact that they don't care about you, because they're disregarding how you feel. They're taking into consideration how you feel and they're ignoring it. They know how you feel and they're ignoring it. Stop overanalyzing it and trying to understand how they feel or what they mean. Like, if your friend knows how badly your ex-boyfriend has hurt you, and you're confiding in them, telling them that, and they're like, "Oh yeah, he sucks, you deserve better," but then you see them liking his photo, don't try to understand why that person's doing what they're doing. They're showing you how they actually feel. And I think a lot of people forget that, yes, obviously humans are very complex, but like, we're also kind of easy to understand when you just realize that we act in line with our priorities. Like, most people who have children and are happy that they have children make their children their main priority. So they're going to base their day and their lives around providing for them and being there for them. People who live on their own and have to pay bills have a job because being able to afford life and have a roof over their head is their priority. People who want to take care of themselves and are really health conscious make that a priority, and they go to the gym and they buy healthy groceries and they make it work. Think about your priorities. Think about what a priority is in your life, and are you focused on that? Are you devoting a lot of your time to that? Probably. It's the same thing in friendships and relationships. If someone sees you as a priority, they're going to nurture that relationship and they're going to put time into it. And the opposite of that is true too. So if someone doesn't prioritize you, they're not going to show up for you in the way that you're showing up for them. They might be in your top five, but you might not even be in their top 10. So if you're blowing up your friend's phone and not getting a response and you're wondering, like, why do they never text me back? Like, I've even brought it to their attention and they still don't text me back. And like, when I'm with them, they're always texting other people, but they're never texting me. It's because you're not a priority of theirs. You might be a friend of theirs, but you're not in their top five. If you're dating someone and they're flaking on you and they're breaking plans and they're not following through on dates you're supposed to go on, It's because you're not a priority to them, or you're not high up on that list of priorities to them. Like, if you're asking yourself, why do they always bail on me for their guy friends? It's because their guy friends are a top priority for them. And before you get really upset with me and offended for saying that, that could very well be true. You could very well not be a priority for them. And you could take that personal and be like, what the fuck? Like, I should be. What the fuck? It might not be that. And it might just be they're not in a position to prioritize you. There were guys before Josh who were interested in me and were interested in taking me out on dates and stuff. And they definitely would have treated me better than my ex-boyfriends. Like, the bar was so low. But there was nothing wrong with those guys. You know, they weren't undeserving of my time or attention. They didn't do anything wrong. It's just at that time in my life, when they were trying to pursue me, they weren't a priority to me. I didn't want to date them. I didn't want to see them. I was having the time of my life. I was partying and going out with my girls, and I was just having a fun time and being a young 20-something, and I just was not interested in dating them. That doesn't mean that they're not deserving of that. That doesn't mean that they're lacking anything. It just means, like, I'm not in the position to do that right now.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
There's also been times where I might have not been the best friend to someone, and someone's asked me, like, why aren't you showing up for me in the way that I want you to? But I was going through something and I was struggling with my own mental health, and it's not an excuse to treat someone badly by any means. I'm only bringing this to your attention because sometimes it's not personal. It's not because that person wants to treat you badly or that they believe that you're not worthy of love. It's not because they want to ignore your text or make you feel bad about yourself. They don't want to intentionally leave you out. It's just like they have other things going on and their main focus isn't you or your friendship or your relationship. And it sucks to hear that because clearly you have the time for them and you want to make them a priority. But that's why when people show you how they feel about you and what they want from you and what they want your relationship to be like with them, whether it's good or bad, you need to be real with yourself and be like, do I want that? Like, they're showing me that if we are going to be friends, it's going to be a shitty friendship. Do I want that? This guy's showing me that he doesn't want a relationship and he just wants to fuck around. Do I want that? Do I want a friend that I can't trust? Do I want a friend who doesn't show up for me? Do I want a friend who makes me question if we're even friends? Do I want to date someone who doesn't have the same political or religious beliefs that I do? Do I want a partner who is controlling and not emotionally available? You might be able to look at those things and be like, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, I do still want to be with them. But if that's the case, you can't keep asking yourself why they are the way they are. You're seeing them for who they are, and you have the choice to either accept it or reject it. And if you're not rejecting it, there's your answer. If you're not changing it, you're choosing it. Which leads me to introduce you to the Let Them Theory. And that is a theory by Mel Robbins. And she has a podcast too. I definitely recommend it, but I also definitely recommend that you wait until this episode is over. Okay, please. And the theory is basically allowing others to be exactly who they are and not trying to step in and change it or change their minds. And then choosing what you do with the behavior you're seeing. Let's say that your friend didn't invite you to a girls' night. Instead of blowing up their phone and asking them, like, why didn't you invite me? Are we not friends? And like trying to convince them to invite you, let them act that way. Let them act the way they would without you interfering, without you questioning them and reaching out to them. See if they reach out to you and say, like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry, I forgot to invite you. Please hang out with me. If you didn't try to interfere, would they go out of their way and want you there themselves? Let them show you who they are instead of trying to change them and mold them into this person or this friend that you want them to be. Let them be a bad friend to you. Let them hurt your feelings. You don't have control over how people treat you, but you have control over how you react. You have the choice to stay in that friendship and let your friend make you feel terrible, or walk away. And you know, you might feel terrible at first because you just broke up with your friend, but eventually you're going to feel better because you're not going to be surrounded by people who make you feel lonely. You might be alone, but you won't feel lonely. We spend so much of our time trying to correct others' behavior because we want them to fit correctly into our lives. Like, we don't want to be friends with bad people, and we don't want people to think badly of our significant other. And when those people do offensive things or things that we don't entirely agree with, we want to try to fix it and change their minds and change that behavior rather than walking away. Even though if we were to see some stranger doing what our friend or our family member or our boyfriend's doing, we would stay away from them because we're like, oh, I don't agree with that. That's fucking weird. But it's not as easy to walk away from the people in our lives. You know, when it comes to this election, I was broken to see people that I love and respect not only vote for Trump, but publicly celebrate him being elected and reposting just very disgusting, insensitive videos and things that validate many of the things that Trump has said and done. And I don't know if I've talked about this on here. If I did, I was very brief, and it probably, when I first started this podcast, no one was really listening. But when I was younger, also trigger warning really quick. When I was younger, I was sexually assaulted, and it's complicated and it's heavy, and it's something that I carry with me every single day. And you know, people can say, don't let politics come between you and your friends and your family members. Like, it's just politics. But it's like, no, this is personal. You know, not everyone in my life knows what I've gone through. But would that make a difference? Would that make a difference knowing what I've gone through? Why does it make a difference that someone you personally know has been affected by this? Why does that matter? You know, there's so many women, and so not even women, just survivors in general, men and women, who have been sexually assaulted. And seeing this outcome of the election, like, that doesn't bother you? It doesn't bother you voting for someone who has not only been accused of it, but charged with it? That's not a deal breaker. I can only speak for myself as an SA survivor, but I know so many other people feel this way, that it's like, not only do we get ridiculed and told that we're lying, and many of us don't come forward about it because we get accused of lying and nothing even really comes of it when you do come out and tell the truth. So to see people in your life vote for a man who not only has allegations, but has been charged with it, it's like incomprehensible. Like, how could you? Like, you're literally telling people it's okay to do that to people. Like, this is okay behavior. Not only will you not go to jail if you do this, but you have the opportunity to become the president of the United States. Instead of looking at that as one of the most inhumane things that you could do to someone, one of the most violating things that you could do to someone, you're going to put someone like that on a pedestal. And you're going to have a cult of people cheering for him and rooting for him, regardless of what he does. He could do no wrong. Like, that is personal. It is personal to have people in your life support that. And I wish I could change those people's minds. I wish that I could send them a few videos debunking their support for them and why they're wrong and why it's so harmful to support someone like that. But even doing that doesn't mean you're going to change their mind. It doesn't mean they're going to change their beliefs or their priorities. And I'm going to be honest, I think if I did try to do that and they still didn't change their mind, it would hurt even more, because not only is it personal, but it's a choice. I don't ever want to say that things are a waste of your time, because I don't think anything's a waste of time. I think you always learn something. I don't want to say that trying to make people in your life care or be a better person isn't worth it, because I think that education is powerful, but I do think it's exhausting. And I think if you have to try to change someone into being someone you want them to be, they're probably just not the person for you. There's way too many people out there that can give you what you want, and you don't need to settle for a mediocre friendship or relationship. You don't have to continue those connections just because you've been friends for so long, or you've dated for so long, or your family members. There's people out there that you won't have to convince to respect you or love you or support you. There's not one person in my life that had to convince me to give a shit about them or other people. I just do. And there's other people that are like that too, that you don't need to convince to care about people or to care about you. There's people who are going to listen to you, and you won't have to beg them to try to understand you. There's people who are going to be excited to hang out with you, and you're going to be at the top of their list of people to invite, and you're not going to have to beg them for their time. There's people who are going to be proud of you, and they're going to be excited to show you off as their partner, and you won't have to beg for them to post you on Instagram or to tell their friends about you. And it might not be easy all the time, but it won't be fucking god awful all the time. And there's people who are going to stand up for you and not talk badly about you. And you won't have to question why someone who you think so highly of speaks so ill of you. I just gave myself a quick 5-minute little break to collect my thoughts. I have no problem with being emotional at all. Hi, hello, how are you? Welcome to my podcast. I am quite the emotional. I'm an Aries sun, Cancer rising, Pisces moon. Welcome. Nice to meet you. I care too much. I have no problem expressing my emotions and crying. I cry online all the time, but I felt like I was having a little bit of difficulty saying what I wanted to say because I was getting emotional. So we're back, and I don't know where I was, but I do want to say that a lot of the time we feel out of control when things are going the opposite of how we want them to. Like, we start crashing out when people aren't texting us back, or when we see our ex-friend hanging out with our other ex-friend and we're like, damn, like, you two are really close because you hate my guts. Wow, that sucks. Or we see our ex-boyfriend hanging out with a new girl, or we're not invited to plans, or we see people talking badly about us, and we just like want to interfere. We want to fix the problem. And when we can't, we feel very powerless. But I think that's why allowing people to show you their true colors and then giving yourself the choice to react is control. Like, you don't have to wait for someone to decide to end the friendship or end the relationship. You don't have to wait around for someone to be the person you want them to be. You don't have to wait around for them to do what they want to do while ignoring what you want. When you do that, you're giving them control. You're taking a step back and being like, I'll wait for you. Like, it's okay. This sucks for me right now, but like, I'll be here. That's giving them control. So I think giving yourself the decision to stay or to leave is the control you're looking for. That is the power you're looking for. It might not be what you want. You might not end up with the relationship that you want, or you might not get to keep your friend, even though you really want to, but you're still left with a choice. You're left with choosing yourself. You're left with choosing your boundaries and respecting yourself. And that is power, even though it hurts a little bit. Not letting people walk all over you and showing them like, you can't treat me like that, is power. It's powerful to put yourself first and take care of yourself, especially when every fiber of you wants to fight for that other person, when every fiber of you wants to put your guard down and just let them be shitty to you, because that means you get to continue being in their life. It is so powerful to allow yourself to hurt in order to heal. I know a lot of you listening are very in tune with your emotions and you're very empathetic and you care a lot about other people. You like to put people before yourself. Sometimes you just need to realize that not everyone is like you. Not everyone thinks that way. Not everyone is super considerate of other people, and they're not overanalyzing what everyone else is doing all the time. They're not thinking about other people all the time. So when they do things and they say things, I know you want to sit there and overthink it and be like, oh, they're doing this because of me. It's so personal. They didn't even think about me. And it's like, yeah, you're right. They didn't think about you. And although that hurts that they're not thinking about you, it's also kind of freeing knowing it's like, okay, it's not personal. They're not thinking about me. They're literally just thinking about themselves. And it sucks, but that's the truth. It's not because you're not deserving of good love and respect and loyalty and all of these things. It's not because you're a bad person. It's not because people hate you. It's just because they're not thinking of you. They're acting based off their priorities and how they're feeling in the moment, and it's not about you. With that being said, in learning that everything isn't always super personal and it's not always about me and that I don't always have to think so deeply into it and worry about why they did this or why they're saying this or what they're thinking, I've just learned that let it be and don't try to overcomplicate it or overcompensate for it. I've spent so much of my time trying to change people's minds or trying to make people like me more, treat me better. If I felt like someone was slipping away and was distancing themselves and not wanting to talk to me over text, I would blow up their phone and be like, do you want to go get lunch? Oh my God, I bought you a coffee. Oh my God, I was thinking about you today, and trying to get on their good side and overcompensate and make them like me. And it's like, if someone likes you, they like you and they're going to show it in the way that they want to show it. And if they're not showing it and they're not making you feel good, there's your answer. They don't like you, not in the way that you want them to like you. If someone wants to, they will. And if they don't, they don't. And you can try and try and try to make them treat you the way that you want them to treat you or make them act the way you want them to act. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to resolve the issue or make things better. Sometimes you just got to give the same energy back. If someone is not reaching out to you, don't reach out to them. If the friendship is dependent on you reaching out to them and you inviting them to go to things and you calling them up, if you stop doing that and there is no friendship, then there is no friendship. There's your answer. If things only work out when you're trying to resolve it and make the peace and make things better, stop trying to resolve it. They clearly don't care. They clearly don't want to resolve it. You're not in charge of making someone be better. If they're not the person that you want them to be, that is your sign. They're not your person. They're not meant to be in your life at this time, at least. If they're not giving you what you want, go find what you want. Don't settle just because they've been your friend for so long or you've been dating for so long or they're a family member. Stop minimizing what you want and what you expect and your boundaries to accommodate them, because they're not doing that for you. They don't care about any of that for you. So why are you still trying to make it work? If they're not trying to make it work, if they're not worried about how you feel, there's your answer. See people for who they are, in the way that they treat you, the way that they speak to you, and they're just actions in general. The answer to your question about whether or not someone is a good person or a good friend or a good partner or meant to be in your life is in their actions. That is where I'm going to end today's episode. I am exhausted because of that little cry I let out, but honestly, it was so needed. It was so needed. And I just want to say thank you to anyone who sat through today's episode. I know that people get really uncomfortable when people are emotional, which I get, like, that's your thing. So thank you if you sat through today's episode. It was a difficult one for me to record, but it also felt like a release, and I feel really good talking about everything that we talked about today. I hope that you all take care of yourself, especially after this week, and just protect your peace, spend time around people that you really love and really trust, and go and do something that makes you feel good. Take care of yourself, have a self-care night. Just take it easy. take it easy, okay? But if you're not following me on social media, make sure to follow my Instagram, my TikTok, my YouTube, all of that's in the show notes. I will keep you updated on online whether or not I'm coming out with merch. I need to figure that out. I hope that we can make it work, whether that's changing the colors or pushing back the launch or something. I don't know. We will figure it out. I'll keep you updated on there. So make sure to follow my socials. Thank you so much for listening, besties. I appreciate you so much. I love you so much. And yeah, I hope you have an incredible week. A much better week than last week. I love you so much. And I'll talk to you next Monday. Goodbye, besties.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.